Morning, Vince Sweeney for Jason Barsky on News Radio WILK. And this morning we're joined by Beth Birkhauser and by Lisa Temples. Good morning, ladies.
Good morning.
Good morning.
You guys are involved in Interdependence Day, which is, I'm not sure how this works. What came first, Hexagon, the project? Or Interdependence Day?
Interdependence Day came first.
Okay, so let's start there. Tell me what exactly is Interdependence Day.
All right. Interdependence Day was declared by a group of concerned global citizens as the day after 9/11.
Okay.
In early 2000s, approximately 2002, 2003. And we have, it's the day after 9/11 to mark a shift in the way we need to look at the world and see ourselves as not just part of our country, but see how there are issues that cross borders, and we need to think of ourselves more as interconnected and not individual.
Mm-hmm.
So, and people can look at themselves any way they want to, but it's important to spread this idea. And the interdependence movement was founded by Dr. Benjamin Barber, who was a professor in New Jersey, and also ended up at University of New York in Manhattan. He headed up research departments there, and he was very vocal about the need to about the role that citizens can play in democracy. So he,
I guess, well, you know, this just gets down to the individual, you know, that individuals need to realize that they are part of a bigger picture.
A bigger picture.
Right.
That's exactly right.
And they do have some responsibility as being part of that bigger picture.
Absolutely. Our role as our rights, and then our responsibilities, and they're equal. And one of our civic and cultural leaders, Sandra Myers, joined forces with
a local,
Dr.
of course, Sandra
yes,
Myers.
Our local Sandra Myers joined forces with Dr. Barber, and they did publish a book at that time called The Interdependence Handbook. And Sandra edited it, and it's a compilation of looking back, living in the present, and then choosing the future for ourselves.
Give me an idea of what can be done in a hands-on fashion with this on the day itself. Do you celebrate the day by doing something?
The actual event then will be the day after 9/11, Wednesday, or rather Thursday, September 12th, 2019,
okay,
from 5:30 to 7:30 at the Rose Room, which is on the fifth floor of Brennan Hall, the University of Scranton.
Okay, so Lisa, what do you, could you add anything to that, or do you feel as though there is something, I don't want to miss anything here, I want to make the most of our time.
Yeah, well, the event on Interdependence Day features a panel discussion.
Excellent.
And so that's what this whole, edited by Gary Drapek, it's an international, intergenerational panel discussion. There'll be two university professors, a student from the university, a high school student, and a concerned citizen. And the theme is climate change. What can we do?
Gotcha.
So Sandra actually puts into practice a lot of the philosophy of interdependence by holding this event every year, as did Dr. Barber. He did pass away 2 years ago, but she continues to keep this alive and invites all of our citizens to think about different themes each year. So this is the one this year, and we will have projections of our Hexagon project there, and then we will have the panel discussion, and it should be very interesting.
Good, I hope so.
You can
it's
ask
very
questions.
Lively.
We are inviting others to join in. If someone is interested in coming to this event, you can call Linda Walsh at the University of Scranton at 570-941-7520. you can call her and make a reservation. So okay. We're happy to have citizens come.
Now, Gary Drapek should manage to draw some people as well. Gary is the executive director of the United Way of Lackawanna County, if
exactly.
I'm not mistaken. He has
and
been
Wayne
for a
counties.
Long time.
Mm-hmm.
And Wayne County as well. You guys are combined now. So that should do it. Now, what about, well, let me give the website address, hexagonproject.org. If you'd like to know more about the Hexagon Project itself,
yes.
hexagonproject.org can tell you about the programs like the arts, community outreach, and education, and 21st century skills and arts standards. What do you see as being 21st century skills that maybe are being ignored or they're just not being nurtured? Is there anything in particular?
Well, first of all, we believe in the power of the arts to motivate students, to get them out of their ennui, perhaps their complacency. We believe that the arts can do that. They can connect to students,
yes,
and they can, and students can make meaning. And Lisa, what she does with her students at Riverside Junior Senior High School is an example of that.
Oh, you're a teacher, Lisa.
Yes, I'm a
Wonderful.
Teacher.
Wonderful.
I'm an art teacher and a family consumer science teacher
in high school.
In high school.
Oh, wonderful.
In eighth grade. So. I also see a need for classroom teachers like history and science and even math, how it all can connect with
yeah,
the arts,
yeah.
You know, visually, and we can, you know, connect what we're teaching with what they're teaching, and then the kids get a much more well-rounded experience
yeah.
where they're really going to remember something, and it's going to
You know, I've often heard it said, you know, we have a tendency to try to disconnect things.
Right.
And you can't, because everything is connected.
Everything's
right.
connected.
Curriculum
and I think
is
we should just give way to that and realize
right.
that it is.
Right.
And
yeah. when
take
we work
advantage
together,
of it. You know?
Curriculum is traditionally inside of little boxes where you go from one subject to
right.
the other subject.
Yeah.
But in the when you're involved in the arts, you see the connections between.
Now, when you say arts, let's talk about exactly what you include in that category.
All right. Well, I include all of the arts. However, the Hexagon Project is primarily a visual arts project.
Okay.
It's international. It started 13 years ago. We've been doing this for 13 years. We've had over 10,000 hexagons created
Good.
From across the
now,
world.
I take it that theater is part of that.
Theater can be a part of
okay.
it. In fact, I invite any kind of performing arts to create around the theme of interdependence.
Excellent.
I would love to connect with some teachers of other arts and plan something where we'd have not only our visual arts exhibit, but a performance attached to
that. We have an excellent community theater situation here in Luzerne and Lackawanna County. Some marvelous, very talented people who write, direct, and perform.
Yes.
They're wonderful. So they would be, obviously, welcome.
I would
to contact
would,
your organization
we
and
would
somehow
love
get
that.
Involved. Okay.
We would love that, even to get high school students involved
okay.
in something like that. Too.
Ladies, we've got about 30 seconds, so one both. See how fast that goes when you're enjoying yourself.
So okay,
just let's hit the dates and times.
Let's
again
get
here.
The dates for the Hexagon Project. We open on First Friday, September 6th, and we are located at the Marketplace Mall at Stories Literacy Center, which is on the second floor of the mall between Boscov's and Library Express. We will be there from 5 to 9 on First Friday, the 6th, and then we will be open to the public throughout the month of September,
Wonderful.
Which is Interdependence Month. You can find us on Facebook, the Interdependence Hexagon Project on Facebook.
Okay.
And we'll have our information there and the hours
we
that we will be
We will put this all
open.
On our website as well.
Wonderful. Thank you for making that connection.
Beth, Lisa, thank you. Time went quickly. There's much more to learn, and we'd like to see folks take the time to learn more about it. I think it's wonderful. We wish you the best, and thank you for
thank
being
you so
here.
Much.